smartphones dominate the communications market these days. Just take a look around at the restaurant, on the bus, at that business meeting, even at sporting events and movies. You pretty much can't go anywhere without bumping into someone who might literally be bumping into you because their attention is diverted to their smartphone. But of course, these handheld devices have not only allowed us to vastly progress our communication abilities, but has also completely changed how we get our information. And this technology and the abilities it affords is not just limited to the U.S. and other highly developed countries, but also to developing nations. Rob Fraley, a vice president for Monsanto, recently told a symposium that smartphones are becoming more and more prevalent in developing countries.
They can put an app on here for understanding pricing. Does the village they live in offer a fair price compared to the one next door? And they have that market discovery.
Fraley says the phones also help with the amount of product the farmer can harvest and therefore sell.
We can text message a farmer and give them personal agronomic information on what the weather pattern looks like or when the winds are going to shift to bring in that flight of moths that are going to lay the eggs and the caterpillars are going to start feeding on their crops.
Just another way technology is helping to boost the world's food production. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.